Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Karen Post is with us. I'm glad she's here. She's the branding diva. She's the author of Brain Tattoos. She is one of our branding experts in the Brain Trust, one of our very valuable branding experts, and she's here to talk to us about, I think she wants to talk about your brand in the world of social media. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's good to be here.
It's good to have you
back.
So
I hear this has been a little bit of a hot topic for you. You've been talking about it?
We've been talking about social media. But, you know, Karen, one of the things that I've been focusing on in my work on social media is how does a business make it relevant? See, there are a lot of people out there who are telling small business owners how to use Facebook, how to use Twitter, how to blog, all those kind of things. And that's important. And we've talked about that on the show. But I wrote a piece last week that got some attention and posted on my blog and in my newspaper columns about renaming social media for business into what I would rather we called it creating online customer communities or building customer communities online or something like that, some form of that takes the social out of it, because, you know, a lot of people, when they're in business, social is not exactly an ROI kind of word, is it?
Right. Right.
So that's some of the work I've been doing. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
A rose by any other name, clearly whatever we call it, this is important. I have been saying that in the future we'll do more business through our communities than we will through traditional marketing. But how do we make sure our brand stays strong and that we leverage our brand in these social media environments?
Well, I think, you know, from the beginning, since you first had me on the show, we've always talked about your brand as four pieces: why you're here, your points of difference, your personality, and your promise.
Right.
And every small business owner should be able to rattle those off at any point, and if they
right.
have employees, they need to be able to speak to those. So you move into social media or community networking or customer relations, whatever you want to call it, and you start with a plan. You cannot just start doing this stuff. Number one, there's too much of it. There's too many applications, and there's too many things that if your time schedule is like mine, you will go mm-hmm. nuts. So you've got to
lose your business.
Yeah, you've got to start with a simple plan. Why are you doing this? Are you doing this to learn more about your customers? That's a great reason to use this strategy. Are you using it for some sort of communication tool? Are you trying to manage your brand reputation or your image? Are you promoting something? Are you using it for PR? Are you generating leads? Or if you've got a bigger company or a bigger following, you might even want to do some sort of internal communication, but that you do through one of these venues. So that's where you start. You've got to know where you're going with this. And then everything you do, you go, okay, is this a stream or is this a river? And my mm-hmm. focus is on rivers, because I want, for the effort, I want to make sure I'm touching enough people.
You want that ROI, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. So that's where it begins with me. And then the second most important thing is to not let it suck every second out of you. And
it can be very seductive, can it? Very compelling.
It can. So what I do is I try to schedule time a couple hours a day, just like you schedule a meal or your exercise or your time
right.
with your employees.
Right.
Schedule it, and just those few things: your brand plan, your social community plan, and then your time management are three really important factors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have to differentiate our personal activity online and our business activity. If you've got a Facebook page, you probably got some buddies who are keeping up with you on that.
Absolutely.
But you also may have customers who are involved in that. who are joining you there. If you've got LinkedIn, if you're on LinkedIn, if you're doing Twitter, you know, you can do some personal things on Twitter, but you also do a lot of things for your business on Twitter. And so you have to differentiate those and realize that just because somebody has posted, written something on your wall or responded to a tweet or whatever, you know, that doesn't mean that you're compelled to answer it right then.
No, and I often recommend that people have two personalities, an alter ego, that if they've got a strong, active personal life, they create a profile using a different name that your close friends know. Because otherwise, if someone's doing some research on you or, you know, you're applying for an assignment or whatever, you know, and they start typing in your name and all this goofy stuff comes up when you're at a beach party and slinging around too much adult beverage, you know, that's not going to be good.
Yeah, it is Cinco de Mayo, folks. Make sure that you don't let the margaritas turn into doing shots today.
Yeah.
Watch out for that. But no, I agree. That's really good advice there, Karen. But you know, I really have been concerned that some small businesses, especially startups, I'm really concerned about startups, and I've been speaking to them as much as I can, that, you know, they start out and all of a sudden, you know, they're able to get people to follow them and listen to what they have to say, and it's very compelling, it's very seductive, you know, somebody's interested in me. But the thing is you know, how much of that's going to create revenue for your new business? And it may one day, I'm not saying it won't, and I'm not saying some people haven't learned how to do that, but for most startup businesses, it's going to be tough to make that, to justify an awful lot of time in the social media area. What do you think?
Absolutely. You've got to focus on your business priorities. And if it's not moving the needle forward on your business right now, you really should not be devoting a bunch of time to it. So I just pick a handful of things that I know that are focused on meeting my goals. I schedule time, and then I try to really do useful, meaningful content that's going to appeal to new prospects or current customers. So it's the same kind of stuff you use with your regular business, but
that's right.
You just got a new place to do it.
Right. Well said. Well, you know, it's the thing that I'm trying to remind people about is you do need to be doing some of the social media. You do need to be, and in a minute we're going to get Karen to help us talk about how to leverage your brand in social media. But folks, with regard to the traditional media and marketing effort, and the newer stuff, the social media stuff, it's not either or, it's both and in appropriate amounts at the appropriate time. 20 after the hour, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Karen Post is our guest. We'll be right back. Every day I get with you. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. You can get there. We'll let you come in, hang out with us, and use our stuff. And if you want us to follow you home, we'll do that too. All you got to do is subscribe to my newsletter, which you can find right off the homepage there. We'll follow you home with the newsletter every Sunday afternoon. Deposit it right in, deliver it right into your inbox, and I think you'll like that. And then, you can also check out my blog while you're at my site and subscribe to that. We'll follow you home with that. You got my newsletter. I'm sorry, my knowledge base is there. So many things. My knowledge base, the AskJim.biz, is right off the homepage. You can listen to archives, read articles, and you can RSS any of those. We'll follow you home with those, too. So check those out when you get a chance. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame, all one word. Karen Post, you're on Twitter, aren't you?
I sure am. Branding Diva.
At Branding Diva, so check that out, folks. Karen, and that's brandingdiva.com, right?
Right, but my handle for Twitter is just Branding Diva, one word.
Oh, right, I got you. And then your book, Brain Tattoos, is available wherever books are sold and off your homepage?
That's correct.
All right, so check that out, folks. Karen, all right, we've established that for businesses, we've got to be prudent. We've got to do, we've got to use discipline as we do in every other aspect of our business, and be prudent when we're using social media sites and that sort of thing. But how do we blend our brand strategy into our social media strategy?
Well, part of what I do is I keep a good data bank of stuff that I repurpose on social media. Number one, that's going to make your time more efficient, and it's going to keep you on track with your messaging. So every time I blog, I ask myself, how is this helping someone? And I give it an identifying subject, and then I create an Excel spreadsheet, and I throw those in there, and then when I'm discovering new social media platforms or different ways, I go to that, and I repurpose, and then I'm not rewriting, and I've got this stored data, and that's really been a helpful way for me to, you know, do different things.
Very smart. And because, see, what you're doing now is you're serving that community. You're building the community because people are finding out about you as you enter it, as you join the community, or as you build your own community, like with a newsletter or with a blog or something like that. You're serving that community. And that's what they, and that's how they join your community, isn't it? Because they find value there.
That's right, because it's not about selling. It's about helping and guiding and directing and collaborating.
And getting them to find your brand and your brand values there.
Right. Now, a few things on finding you. I recommend that everyone secure the URL with their name. So my name is Karen Post. So I have KarenPost.com.
Me too.
So even in addition to your business name, everyone should have that. Then also Google has a new profile. Have you seen that? It's free.
Tell us about it.
And you just type in Google profile, and they let you aggregate a lot of the social media platforms into one space, post your photos, set up a profile, and it really helps in search. And you can put your URL, you can put photos, your books. It's a great, and it's called Google Profile. And it just came out, and it's a nice new free little tool.
I've got it up right now. It's handy. It looks like it's handy as a pocket on a shirt.
It is, and I'm in there. You can search for me.
Well, this is all part of the social media universe, and Karen, one of the things that I've been encouraging people to do is to join the social media sites and be part of them. Find the one that you think you like the best, that you feel the most comfortable with. Join those, but don't miss the opportunity to build your own communities where that you control. You don't control them. The your members, your community controls them, but you can build it and you can serve it. And that can be more about the things that you want to portray to that community a lot more than you could say on Twitter or on Facebook or some of those sites. What do you think?
Right. And have you heard of that company called Meetup.com?
I have heard about them.
Yeah, that's a nice tool.
Tell us about them.
If you've got a small business, and say you've got a retail store, you're a wine company, and you've got wine aficionados, you can create little subgroups that you name. It's got a social media platform, but you can tell them about actual offline events. So you might host a wine tasting in your store or have a learning experience at the library or whatever, and it lets you manage that. And there may be a small fee, but it's very nominal, and it's another way to combine on and offline networking and organize and track your folks in your group and talk to them, and it's called meetup.com.
Yep, and is that the one where if you're traveling around the country or whatever, people can see that and say, "Hey, I'm going to be in that town too," and they can contact you? Is that the same thing?
It's got like a message board functionality.
Yeah.
I would think that it's probably got that also.
You know, for a guy who came into the marketplace when there were Underwood 5 typewriters and Bic pens, the things we've come a long way, Karen. I'm talking about me. You wouldn't know about those days. You're so much younger.
That's right.
Hey, Karen, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a great week.
Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen, the branding diva. She'll be back. I will be too right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride. You don't know what we can see. Why don't you...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.